put in government control of our lives completely and totally, just like they pretty much have with education.
I'm curious, Chuck, why the law doesn't go into full effect until 2026. And does that give us an opening in 22 and in 24 to change the leadership in the Assembly and the State Senate and the governorship and be able to essentially replace these people with people that will repeal SB 420?
It does. And if you'll allow me, Kevin, let me put my political consultant's hat on and explain to everybody what the problem here is, and we opened up the show talking about it. You have to win elections. Majorities get the lead, so we've got to win seats. And the problem is when you've got candidates who want to run against Democrats and you have certain issues that affect people directly that motivate voters one way or the other on how they vote, like tax hikes. When Republican candidates go out and they run against a Democrat incumbent and they say, vote for me, I won't raise your taxes, my opponent, this incumbent Democrat, he did vote to raise your taxes. Well, the Democrat turns right around and says, oh, but it's okay. It was bipartisan. Republicans voted for this tax increase also. So in addition to it being bad public policy, voting for things like those tax increases, these Republicans are also killing our ability to win issues on the campaign trail in the 2022 elections. And unless we can at least get back one of the two houses of the legislature or replace Governor Sisolak with a conservative Republican, not a Brian Sandoval Republican, but a conservative Republican, we're going to get the same thing in 2023 that we got in 2021, and maybe even on steroids, because Governor Sisolak will no longer have to worry about reelection. So he may veto a couple of bills right now that he thinks might hurt his reelection chances. He won't have to worry about that in 2023, and he'll just sign everything.
I'm just curious if we're going to be in a situation where we're going to have to start replacing some people that are some Republicans that are already in office and replace them with conservatives. And by the way, I've only got about 45 seconds in this segment, but if you would.
Oh, well, then let me just say that you're right, and we can leave it at that. But you're absolutely right. It's the primaries, folks. If you don't get a better candidate in the primary, then you're going to be forced into the general again in choosing the lesser of two evils. So if you want better representation among Republicans, it's the primaries that we have to focus on next year.
More coming up with Chuck Muth. We'll talk more about the overview of the 81st Nevada legislature, maybe a little more on AB 420, because it doesn't begin until 2026. I still don't understand why they put that in there. We'll talk about that and more coming up on what is a wonderful, a fun Wednesday. I always love Hump Day because we get to talk with Chuck Muth right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At a 331, got the traffic cams in front of me here, and you are congested but still moving on the 515 as we speak. Westbound at Charleston, eastbound at Main Street, and expect some backups on those transition ramps too. When you're leaving 15 North, merging over to 515 East, very slow through there. Also, as you leave US 95, merging over to Interstate 15 Southbound. Kind of sluggish as you work your way through those neighborhoods. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south of Charleston, north at Hacienda. And lane restrictions on Interstate 15 southbound, that is between Gene and Prim.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Game 2 of the Golden Knights Avalanche Series tonight. Vegas looking to bounce back after they lost by a 7-1 score in game number 1. Marc-Andre Fleury, who did not play in that first game, is expected to start tonight. Las Vegas Aces basketball. They lose at Connecticut yesterday 74-67 as they have their three-game winning streak come to an end. In the loss, Liz Cambage, a season-high 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Asia Wilson adding 14 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and Chelsea Gray scores 10. Up next for the Aces, they head to New York for a matchup against the Liberty coming up tomorrow night. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have Chuck Muth with us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And June 1 came and went. I was amazed that I was watching Fox 5 Monday night as we were inching towards 12:01 and the beginning of a new era in our town. And they were already getting ready downtown to celebrate. And it got me to thinking, what is going to be different? Are we all the way back yet? I know we are all at 100% capacity. The masks are off for the most part, except if people want them or if businesses want them. What is going to be different going forward, though?
Yeah, that was a question when you opened the show, Kevin, that I had, because yeah, I know we have 100% capacity, but I believe that the governor's mask mandate, he has left in place. And unless you're vaccinated, which brings up a whole new can of worms that we really need to open.
We're on the honor system, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And I will guarantee you there are a lot of people out there wearing masks who have not been vaccinated, and that's okay. If you are not vaccinated and you're afraid of the COVID, then you should continue to wear a mask and social distance and hide out in your home if that makes you feel better. But none of the rest of us should be required to wear a mask. And I'm really, really still worried about this vaccine passport idea. I know the left wants this. I know there are schools out there right now who are telling students, look, when you come back next fall, you have to prove you've got the COVID vaccine or you don't get to come in. And this is something very, very dangerous that we need to nip in the bud and make sure this does not take root. No one should have to disclose whether or not they've been medically vaccinated before they're allowed to get back to their lives as normal.
Well, and I know that just in dealing with my doctor, I have a concierge doctor, that for me to get medical records sent anywhere, I have to sign like 9 HIPAA sheets. If I'm going to get a procedure done, I have to do things in triplicate. And it's all a part of privacy. And yet now, if you want to go somewhere, if you want to stay in a hotel, any of that type of stuff, you're going to have to give up some of your information. Is that fair?
No, it's absolutely wrong. And just in case anybody doubts whether or not this is going on and is going to continue, remember the Nevada legislature, the People's House, was closed for almost the entire session. And in the rules and regulations that they put out last January, even while you were still required to wear a mask, in order to get into that building, if you were a staffer working in that building, or a reporter given permission to cover the legislature in the building, you had to prove that you had gotten the vaccine or got a negative test one day a week. I think you had to go in on Monday and test negative. And how that makes any sense, I have no idea, because you go in on Monday, you go home Monday night, you go to the grocery store, you pick up COVID. Nobody knows that until the following Monday when you go back in and test positive again. In the meantime, you've spent the next 6 days spreading it among people. So none of this has made any sense. We all know none of it was grounded in science, especially with all the stuff coming out about Dr. Anthony Fauci now. It was never about science. It was always about compliance, and it was always about politics from day one.
In a final couple of minutes with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, I want to talk about AB 321 and how this is going to change our state. I know you said you would put on your political hat for a little bit. I want you to put it back on because this is something that is going to profoundly change our state. But I want to ask you, is it possible that we as conservative Republicans can put together an effort to take what AB 321 gives us and do it better than the Democrats? Is that possible?
Absolutely. No question about it. The first thing we've got to do is stop whining. What's done is done in 2020. We need to look at what happened in 2020 and take steps to prevent it from happening again in 2022. There's going to be universal, automatic mail-in ballots sent to every active voter. We need to start preparing now to guard against any fraudulent ballots being cast, and there's ways of doing that. I remember, gosh, no, you're really taking me back now, Kevin. Back in the early 1990s, if you remember.
Whoa.
Back then, they passed this motor voter law, which allowed you to register to vote by mail. And everybody thought this was going to be the end of the Republic as we know it. Well, I got together with some other political strategists, and we found a way to turn the motor voter law on its head to our advantage. And we could do the same thing with this law. We used the motor voter law in 1995 to become a Republican-majority state for the first time since Reconstruction. So, yes, there's absolutely things that we can do to turn this on its head and use it to our advantage. We just got to stop complaining about it and whining about it. What's done is done. It's the new reality. Accept the reality, figure out what to do to take full advantage of that reality, and we'll win a heck of a lot more races in 2022.
And is there any evidence that there's an effort right now to do just what you talked about?
Why would you have to end on a downer like that? Yeah, there's no evidence whatsoever. Our team is—we are so filled with political incompetence at the party level and the consultant level. It's not even funny. Yeah, I'm hopeful though. There are a number of good candidates that are running for governor and U.S. senator and Congress, and hopefully they will put their heads together and say, hey, we need to do this, and we need to do it right if we're going to win. And hopefully they'll affect the changes needed at the party level to get the party to do the things it needs to prepare us for 2022.
And I want to ask you in a minute or 90 seconds, very quickly, are we vetting candidates? Is there a process that's ongoing right now that is vetting candidates so that we'll get the kind of people you just talked about?
There's not. I've heard rumors that the Nevada Republican Party is talking about doing pre-primary endorsements again, which, if they do it correctly, is absolutely the right thing to do. But again, our problem in the past has not been a lack of good candidates. Our problem has been a lack of good campaign managers. We've got candidates who have never run for office before who don't know what they're doing. Unfortunately, we're a backwater when it comes to political consulting in this state. And they end up with consultants who talk a good game but really don't know how to win tough races. Look, if you walk into a consultant and say, look, I've got $5 million and I look like a movie star, it's not too hard to win those kinds of races. We need consultants who know how to do guerrilla warfare, who know how to get into the trenches and do messaging and communications in such a way that they target the vulnerables, the swing voters who usually make up their mind in the final 30 days before the election. They're not ideological in that regard, but you got to figure out what the right message is and hit them with the right message at the right time. There aren't very many consultants in this state who know how to do that. That's where our problem has been, not so much with the candidates.
I love Muth's Truths. How can folks get it? How can folks access it?
Just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com, freenewsletterfromchuck.com, and sign up. I'll probably start writing again pretty soon. I've been out for the past 2 or 3 weeks because the legislature just haven't had enough time in the day, but probably going to get in very shortly, taking a look at the 2022 campaigns.
Hey, Chuck, always good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, soon to be cruising on the Carnival Cruise Line Panorama, but we just don't know when. Wow. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Stay with us. Coming up top of the hour, what does SB 420 mean to you and your family's health care? He deals with health care on a regular basis. Pat Casale is the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you have been to the store? I went to Albertsons over the weekend to get stuff for a pool party. And just like burgers and that kind of stuff and corn on the cob and that kind of thing. And one of the things I found is that prices, and I don't shop weekly. I just don't. I eat a lot of to-go food. I eat out a lot. I don't cook at home. And so I don't do a lot of Albertsons, Smith's stuff. But the one thing I did find is that the prices of food has gone way, way up. And I mean badly way, way up. I want you to hear Steve Moore. This is Chuck, this is cut six. And he is a former Trump economic advisor. And he was on Newsmax last night. And he has seen firsthand, this is cut six, by the way, he has seen firsthand Biden inflation. Listen to this.
I tried to buy some airline tickets this weekend. We thought we'd go away this summer. Have you seen airline tickets? How much those have gone right up, Steve? I mean, they're up 30-40%. So we're just seeing this across the board, increase in prices. And one thing, Steve, that we cannot do right now, given this new threat of inflation, is pass another $2 trillion debt bill. Well, actually, Biden has two $2 trillion debt bills. That would cause an explosion of inflation. Right. They're unpaid for, and they're bad for American competitiveness.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Do you think I'm exaggerating when I say that this is all Joe Biden's fault?
No, I don't. I think that, look, there's some residual effect. I think Trump spent too much in 2020, personally. I thought we got carried away with the massive spending. I told the president that. He didn't like it when I said it, but I didn't like it. But, you know, we didn't have a need for this $1.9 trillion spending bill. I mean, what's so frustrating about this, Steve, you know this. You work with President Trump. This economy is teed up. This economy is so teed up for an explosion of growth. We got businesses back. You know, all over the country, businesses are opening up stores, restaurants, you know, construction sites. It's a marvelous thing to see. We got the vaccine out there to over 150 million Americans. It's great. All we need to do is, Biden, just stop what you're doing. You're making it worse, Joe Biden, not better. Right.
Right.
Right. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Walsh. So good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. We are free. We are mask-free for the most part, although there are people that are continuing to do masks. Don't forget this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group. Call them right now. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Keep contaminants out of our storm drains and out of our waters. Grass clippings, fertilizer, yard waste, they all contaminate our stormwater. Litter, pet waste, they also contaminate it. Fluids from leaking vehicles run right in there. All stormwater goes untreated directly to our local waterways. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting lovenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message sponsored by the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Pat Casale. He is the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is also politically connected as well. We'll talk some politics, but I in particular wanted to visit with him about the what's going to happen over the course of the next 4 years relative to our health care, because there are changes in the making as a result of the passage of SB 420. It is the health care bill that changes everything and includes a really bad piece of legislation that's going to include a public option, and it's going to chase away a lot of insurance carriers. And we may be headed back to the days, and it's not too long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where there were a lot of counties in the state of Nevada that only had one option. That's not a good thing. Where insurance carriers said, nah, we're getting out. We'll go to New Mexico. We'll go to Colorado. We'll go to Florida. We'll go someplace else. And they simply left the state. Is that what's going to happen now? That's one that we've got to take a really good look at. And one of the things we're also going to do is the whole issue of violence in the streets of America, in particular in Portland. Tommy Lahren has been very much a part of Las Vegas. She went to UNLV. We had her in here to speak at a dinner at Las Vegas Country Club, and a really delightful woman. She is now a part of Fox Nation. And I'll let you hear in our next hour exactly what she's up to relative to the violence.